Okay, welcome to RIP. The last episode, we had El Orlando and Dan Janine. That was very fun. Today we're going to have Neil Brennan in a little bit, one of the co-creators of The Chappelle Show. Let's see what's been going on. I have been working my ass off. I have been doing a lot of Zoom meetings. I've been going to therapy a lot. I have been trying to fend off the big giant flu that's going around New York. So I've been taking a lot of herbs and just getting lightly sick every other day. I've been off the road in New York, which is really, really nice. I have been writing a lot and spending a lot of time with my friends. I have been feeling pretty good. I had a little bit of a bad time around my period because I don't really have a full grip on the PMDD thing yet. And I feel like the only way to describe it, which might be helpful to say out loud, is like, it's like when you are on acid and you feel like everything is going great, and then you kind of like, all of a sudden, like the weight of everything kicks in and you're like, what if everything isn't really light, but it's actually quite sinister? And that's like exactly what PMDD feels like when it shifts. And you just get stuck in this and you have to like ride it out. And here's our guest.
Hello.
I like the folded arms. It makes you feel like I did something wrong.
You did. This is Coyote. Have you met Coyote?
No.
Oh, wow. She immediately likes you. That's crazy. Well, usually she barks a little bit.
I have a dog, so maybe.
What kind of dog do you have? Wait, sit down and then we'll talk about it. You have a pit bull. That's her favorite dog. I wanted to have you on the podcast because you have a lot of strong opinions on the female-male dynamic.
Ooh.
Which I also
Ooh.
Do. Yeah.
And it's I think like we a have... problem. It's like, Man. it's almost like I have so many links I want to send to people.
About, like, evolutionary biology kind of thing?
I mean, evolutionary biology, where we are now.
Hell
it's
yeah.
kind of all me and my girlfriend talk about. Like, it's...
Does your girlfriend disagree with you on stuff?
No. I mean...
No, she's not allowed.
I think I've just persuaded her to see what I'm talking about.
Have you persuaded her, or are you one of those people when you have a... My mom is, I think, similar to you, where you have a conversation with them and you're like, I'm going to cave because they are hitting me with so much data
That's
and information.
That's possible? Yeah. Like, am I too good an arguer? Maybe.
Here
I'm
was
too,
the one thing I
maybe
disagreed
I'm too
with
persuasive.
You on.
Go.
You said it's unacceptable for women to use men as emotional teddy bears.
That's, a nurse, yes.
Okay, but we give you a hole... And that's what we get.
I give you a rod.
We don't care about your fucking
okay,
rod.
Okay, well, that's... then.
That's not the trade. That's not the trade. The trade is you fill our emotional hole and you can fill our physical hole. That's the trade.
So
Dems
do you ever
rules.
Like sex?
Yeah,
other than
I
the
love...
Third?
I really
okay,
love
then
sex.
What are we talking about? Then why is it...
I can go
you
without
can
sex.
Like sex.
You cannot.
I, can
I don't
go
have testicles
sex.
That fill up with semen that need to be...
It
seems
like you do.
I know. I wish I did. I
just don't. I think it's. I can here. Let me get more specific with that. I can be her emotional nurse.
Yeah.
But when it's about me.
Yeah.
I have very little empathy.
Okay.
That's the thing. It's like you expect me to have empathy for the thing that you're falsely accusing me of. I said to a girlfriend a long time ago, I was like, I come into a store every day and I shop and you're accusing me of, I pay for the food, you're accusing me of shoplifting, and then you expect me to empathize with the fact that you think you have a shoplifter.
You know, I got into this pickle recently with this guy that I'm seeing. I kind of accused him of like, I was like, I'm worried that this is a love bombing kind of situation. And he was like, you're accusing me of being too nice just because of your past experiences of people
yeah.
being awful. But I was like, but I did want empathy. I want you to resonate with my trauma and get that I'm a abused shelter dog.
I'm pretty sure that's not his issue. I don't think, in exchange, I'll give you a vagina. If you cosplay being a bad person.
Yeah.
If you accept the fact that I'm accusing you of something, if you deny it, you're gaslighting me.
This is really something.
Look, it's called chemistry.
It is chemistry.
And you can't fake it. And people pay to watch it. It's unbelievable.
How did you
resolve it with him? Because I've been in that situation, not that specific situation, but that the idea of like, I get accused of something. You accuse us of a thing we didn't do. And then if we deny it, we're gaslighters. And it's like,
Can I have an example of a thing that you didn't do? Like cheating? Something like
that? Well, there's always that undercurrent of like, you're going to cheat on me. Like, and the thing that I've explained to many women is like, I'm not going to cheat on you, not because you're great or bad. I'm not going to cheat on you because I'm not that kind of person.
Yeah.
I don't want to cheat because I'm not.
Yeah, you don't like, want to erode your.
It's to use the store analogy. Like, I'm not going to steal from a shop because I don't steal. I'm not going to be like, well, they had bad security, so I had to. Like, I'm just
not
going to
steal. Well, women are also familiar with our own. I mean, the thing that we are able to leverage is we can manipulate extremely well, and we can use men's sexuality.
Some of the best.
So a woman being afraid of cheating is like, I get that you don't want to cheat. I also, like, No. Yeah.
You're saying, Neil, you don't want to cheat. No, I'm not going to cheat. It's not negotiable. It's not like, the thing that's keeping me from cheating is your gaze. It's like, no, I'm not going to cheat. I don't need surveillance.
Mm.
It's Christopher Hitchens once referred to Catholicism as celestial North Korea.
Yeah.
And it's not dissimilar. Like, I'm not cheating because I'm afraid I'm going to get caught, or I'm ethical. I don't want to be ethical. I'm ethical. And you're not going to be the reason I'm ethical.
Right. There's a lot of people, I'm not one of them, but there's a lot of people who believe that Hitchens is wrong and that we actually do need the surveillance of Christianity in order to make our morality.
Disagree with those people. I actually think the last 20 years of everything is kind of sound like,
of
we
atheism?
Could use a fucking moral framework.
No, it was always bad. We're just in the thing now.
What was always bad?
Society was always bad, doing heinous, corrupt,
horrible
things. Oh,
I know, but they had, the church was like in lockstep with the government. But no. If you take away the pedophilia, a big thing to take away. Take away pedophilia and take away, like, I guess gay marriage, but I don't know if Catholicism even gives a shit. I guess they won't allow gay marriage. If you take that away, then what are you left with? Toxic shame? Like, I don't even know what the downside after that was. I retired from Catholicism.
Were you a Catholic?
Yeah, altar boy, 12 years Catholic
school. What made you retire?
I listened. I mean, I was not
buying it.
I just was like, at a certain point, I was like, this is silly. Your dog's coming home with me, apparently.
She's made a bed in Neil's coat.
She's made a bed on my coat.
She really likes it. Wow, she really likes it. Oh my God. That's a cute dog, right?
Yeah.
Look at that fucker.
With a good temperament, too.
Yeah, she's a little puff.
So
I'm not buying any of this.
I'm not buying it. And then I was atheist, I don't know, 15 years until I did ayahuasca, which I know you have some strong opinions about. But
I have strong opinions about you guys doing it so fucking much in order to root yourself back in losing your ego. Also, the most egocentric people I know are addicted to ayahuasca.
I agree.
And the people who aren't egocentric are insufferable human beings.
I also agree with that.
People without egos are brutal.
Yes, it's like people who accuse you of being a narcissist, so then therefore it's like you can't say they're a narcissist.
Right.
It's like they just use it as a shield to be an egomaniac, and I don't It didn't do that for me, I don't think. Maybe talk about ayahuasca a bunch for a while.
How many times have you done it?
20.
And you go back when you need to deal with an issue?
No, I go back for like a little fill-up.
Of love?
Of God.
Oh, of God.
Yeah.
So now you believe in God in a spiritual way.
Mm-hmm.
In an energetic way.
Yes.
In like a... But
in an interconnectedness way. In a central, I call it central creation force, like an animating way. And I don't think it's, I don't need you to eat. I don't care if you believe. I was just like,
Well, anybody who does acid feels the insane connectivity thing. I think that makes sense. But do you believe it? Is it like a scientific kind of like the God particle, Higgs boson?
Oh, I don't bother with. I don't care about like, is this a simulation? That shit makes me sleep immediately.
Same with alien stuff. I do not
care. I just like, okay, there aren't. What do you want? Are you coming to dinner or not? Like,
right. But like when, like in science, when they discovered like the Higgs boson or whatever, where they basically.
Worthless. To me.
Yeah, but it did show like the interconnectedness.
Oh, yeah, but I don't.
Like, do you like science revealing the connectiveness or do you like.
My lady, like, is always trying to get Maria to Annika Harris, and I just can't. It doesn't mean anything to me. Like, just
Annika bounce. Harris rips. Right. Sam Harris's wife?
No. I'm not mad. I've watched her thing. It just doesn't. It's like a genre of music that I don't.
You don't care about epistemology, about like the study of how things are.
Yeah. I like history and
what is that? Why does it feel like women are more geared towards epistemology? Like, I'm so...
I don't know, because that's a good question, because it reads so cold to me. It's like deep space
like Kantian,
cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's something about it which is it's like parsing through things and getting back to like some basic slate and then seeing how you can categorize like the way people think and the way... how things come together and operate is way more enticing to me than just like the study of civilizations and how we, it's like just studying how like apes, I mean, I like studying evolutionary biology, but learning about history, I'm like, I get this. What I want to understand is.
You want to go deeper. It's just at a certain point, I'm like, women, I don't think you're going to be able to prove why, but I think just pattern recognition of behavior is like, that's pretty interesting.
Right.
Even cellular, I can buy cells.
Yeah,
and I believe in interconnectedness, but I don't.
Like entanglement doesn't get you, like the or the quantum physics.
No,
what
string theory? Kill me.
Who cares about string? But the whole thing where the particle behaves a certain way when it's,
oh well, that's fascinating.
That's very cool.
That's a metaphor for everything.
Yeah. That's
that
very
I love.
Cool.
But like
where everything is everything until you examine it and then it becomes one thing.
Yeah, then it's like it's one light and then you look at it and it's two lights. You're like, hey.
Yeah. That's very cool.
Yeah. It's like a sitcom.
And in ayahuasca, those experiences, is the presence like, does it make itself into a form or is it like?
No.
It's like acid.
It's a thing. Yeah.
And is it communicating in any language?
It's never communicated to me.
Oh, you just know it exists.
Yeah.
And you want it to communicate.
I don't really need it to. I don't use it as like an oracle.
Yeah.
I don't use it as any other way. I used it to get over depression. That was the original thing. And I did.
What style of depression were you in?
Goth. I was from the goth. No, I'm kidding. Just low grade, dysthymic, clinical, every day.
Like drab.
Yeah.
Not like I'm going to kill myself and I have intrusive thoughts. Just like the worst sort
just
of
like, ugh.
What is the point of everything? Yeah. That's the worst one.
You think so?
Well, there's like, I call the good one
which
black.
Which one you got?
I get that one a lot, but the best one to me is like the black velvety depression where you can write in it. Like it's so bad that you can, like you're just hyper fixated on all of the disgusting parts of humanity and it's so incredibly brutal and you think everything that you look at is a horrible distortion.
You don't have that one?
I do have that one.
Okay.
But that's the one that I can write through.
Yeah.
The one that I fucking hate is the drab one.
Yeah.
I hate it's like March of depression, the month.
Yeah.
And you're just like, how is the sun out? And I still don't give a fuck. But that feels very chemical to me. Like I just can. Chemically.
Yeah, I used to take Zoloft and then it kind of stopped working. And then I took it for like 10, 15 years and then did ayahuasca and it cleared up.
I have to like constantly be altered. Like right now I'm having sex with a guy and taking Prozac and I can feel that my serotonin levels are too high.
Too high?
Too high, yeah.
And what happens?
I get stupid.
What?
Like Molly. Like you get a little stupid where you're like...
You know what's funny about people like us who are like naturally defensive?
Happiness is bad.
Yeah, like I've been smiling in public, and it's you think someone's gonna punch you.
Yeah,
and they're legally not allowed to.
Well,
and
it's
they
my
won't.
Job to not be that happy.
You've never written a bit from just like neutral?
For sure. But when I am too happy, when my serotonin
I think your best stuff is not your best stuff is to me, like a gleeful confession.
Yeah, yeah, right. A gleeful kind of body horror. But I agree. And I also think that I don't have the impetus to write and nail down idiosyncrasies in society and within myself when the serotonin is too high.
Like you don't feel a need to?
Don't feel a need to. Why would I? I'm chilling.
Just give yourself, you fucking chill.
Yeah, it's like that.
Sunglasses come down on you? Give yourself a reason to write.
Yeah, like a forced assignment. Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah, but sometimes, but I still do. I mean, if you take Prozac every day, you have to consider the fact. For me, I'm always considering that I am giving myself an artificial dose of serotonin. And then when I start getting healthy serotonin, i.e., working out,
I don't.
Sex,
but it's chemically, it's not an artificial dose of serotonin.
Right. It's just releasing.
It's letting it out. It's leaving it outside longer in the brain. Whatever field.
Yeah, but I think that that's good, but I don't know if you should always be consistently doing that.
Jordan, remember Chappelle Show? I wrote it high on Zoloft.
Really?
Yeah.
High?
Whatever. Yeah. I took Zoloft the whole time.
Why'd you quit Zoloft?
Because it didn't work. It just stopped working after like 10, 15 years. And
now you're on nothing but ayahuasca?
I don't.
Do you slip back into the drab and then you go?
No. I want to talk about gender. I only want to talk about gender and ayahuasca, and we're talking about ayahuasca. I stopped taking Zoloft, and I think I've done 2 special since, and the last one was double the numbers of the one before. So like,
wait, you stopped
without here? No Zoloft, I did one called Blocks and I did one called Crazy Good on Netflix. And Crazy Good was twice as popular as my other one. So like on nothing other than ayahuasca. Not on it, but whatever. Like I haven't done ayahuasca in 6 months or something.
So you think that sober is better?
I don't.
For productivity.
I don't know if anything's better. I mean, better than is being on Zoloft not sober?
Being on Zoloft would be. Like, what are you attributing the success of the second special to? Being on nothing?
I honestly, DMT, but that's a whole
other God.
Discussion.
How did you do DMT?
I smoked it in 4 years ago. It was...
In a seedy place or in like a hippie place?
It was in the Chelsea Hotel.
Nice.
It wasn't seedy. It was like it was people like staying at the hotel.
Yeah.
And that was in 2021. It fucked me up for a year and a half. But
really?
It fucked
Why?
Me up in a good way. I don't want to give you any ammunition to be anti-DMT, but it just made me think I was out of my fucking mind. I thought there were two days where I was so disoriented, I wanted to kill myself, but I wouldn't because I would have gone into more of it.
You were like, I'm worried that death is this more.
Yeah.
I'm certain it is. Were you certain?
It really seemed pretty certain. I think when you die, based on what I experienced, I think when you die, you are in that, but you don't have like a
fear.
Human consciousness to like, what about fucking all my...
Is it bad?
No, it wasn't. It's only bad if you're trying to be like...
Is it too much like a meshment with everything around you? Is it too much like... Blurred margins.
It was like white void disorientation. But there were a couple days where it was like I was like, I'd be talking to you and like half of the screen would be white void. It was really
that
bad.
That is wild.
It was.
So you were like half in death.
Wild, yes. I was half something.
But are you a reincarnation guy?
No.
You think it's all white void nothingness?
Based on... Again, I have no fucking idea.
But isn't that sad about... So nothing carries over? There's no...
What do you want to carry over?
Relationships. Yeah.
That guy?
Yeah.
I would say maybe it doesn't, it based on my fucking like experience. Yeah. But that no one, if that's what it becomes, think about it now, it makes me want to be better to people alive.
Oh.
It makes it more meaningful.
Because you if can't it's going to end. With you.
Yeah. And I want to say something to you. I feel like you and I have a very fast tenderness. Not
yeah.
knowing you very well. Like we just
oh, totally.
Very, like, nice little tender. You're more tender than you read anyway.
Yeah, totally. You too.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. So, but we have a nice tenderness.
But there's also capacity to communicate rapidly, which I think allows for tenderness. Like when I can get my ideas across and you can hear them and then go back at me, that allows for me to not be
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That really helps a lot.
But I think it was pre-verbal.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It was like we met and it was just like, you're funny, you're funny. Okay. And then I didn't see you for a couple weeks and it was just like, now we're buddies.
Respect mixed with mutual. We've both been, people have gotten mad at us before for things that we've said. That helps. Right?
Yeah.
You've gotten in trouble a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I guess.
I feel like I get in trouble all the time.
What do you get in trouble for?
Just everything. I think that is a woman thing. I think if a man says something, they're trying on an identity that they can easily take off and be like, well, that was Tuesday. I think if a woman says something, it's like, that's her ideology and she believes that and we have to kill her.
Oh yeah. I don't, I think I probably harbor more thoughts. What are they called? Whatever. The anti-establishment, whatever. Like But yeah, I also think it seems meaner.
As a woman?
Yeah, it seems meaner to a woman because I feel like women follow such a social script.
Yeah.
With each other.
Yeah.
That like if anyone deviates from it, it's like so hostile.
Yes.
That.
Why is that?
I think because you're smaller.
Yeah.
I think you're smaller. I think it's all about cohesion. So it becomes all this mean girl shit, whereas like guy will just be like, hey, I think men's proclivity for violence is better for interpersonal regulation. There's like a line that hey, if you cross this, we're going to fight. Whereas with women, it's endless. There's no, I'm going to be mean to you, which isn't that much different than how you're being to them anyway.
Right. And there's also a little bit of the shared enemy. There's a little bit of a right. I think it's also like this. If we're a woman, we all are agreeing to the social norm, which is that we will be good people. We will not make fun of minorities and we'll overall be pretty. We will ascribe to the woke agenda. And if somebody deviates, it's almost like you're crossing into the enemy territory, the male territory.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like if I drop a slur in front of my female friends, they're like, all right, so you're just going to be as toxic as the men who have broken my heart. There's a little bit of that.
You think it's about? All right.
It's like a gender traitor feeling.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think that's.
And boy, howdy, is there no way for me to get in faster with men than to drop a slur? My God.
Absolutely. It's why I love you.
Yeah.
And but it's also, you're right. It is like the sensitivity to gender trading.
Yeah.
Is real high.
Yeah, totally.
Like, and by the way, it's like you kind of can't do anything. You can't deviate from, like, you can't be pro-life in liberal, like, do you know what I mean?
No,
like, there's
way,
certain circles where it's like you're out, you
yeah
know?
Totally. Yeah, it's interesting, and it is, yeah, and I think it is very much we have to travel as a pack unit, which is, and that's also like my advisor in college wrote a whole book on how like gossip is actually very like innate and important for women
and,
to be
regulating.
Right.
And
so that we can like tell each other to look out for things. But it does come off in society that we're like hate each other more than anything. But I think women have way deeper relationships than men do, it seems.
I mean, with gender stuff, I think one of the big things I think about is like women have such a, as much as like patriarchy and all that stuff, which I could argue about, but I think women's emotional portfolio makes for a better life overall.
Really?
I do. I mean, if the point of life is connection, and which I kind of think it is, you guys are, if I buy your argument, which I don't have, I can't really argue, like, no, men have deeper, but like, yeah. I think you're probably right.
The thing about men that is superior to women is you guys...
Child connection is... The women's child connection, it takes like years for it to kick in with a guy.
But you guys have the fundamental... Like, you have a thing where you have to live in the moment because of the hunting thing. And that, I feel like, also makes... is an argument for why you guys have a better life. Like, I watch a man communicate and they're in the moment where I watch a woman communicate and we're thinking 9 months ahead at all times. We're thinking about how that could impact us, what is possibly going to go wrong, all the possible. And men are just like, I'm experiencing this moment right now.
I think it has to do with like what evolutionarily we were doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is like, we can't... I was saying to my girlfriend yesterday, like, this idea of just listening to a woman... So women are now that like everything's settled, all the wires are set up, heating, air conditioning, housing, whatever. Now it's like, so now now I need you to be passive.
Right, right, right.
And it's like, hey, you know that 99.999% of male life on Earth to be passive was fatal.
Right.
And now it's like, no, well, I need you to be. Okay, lady. This machine doesn't do passive.
I know. That's what I was trying to, my friends do this thing where they start fucking a guy and they just, as soon as he's in the bedroom, they just hand him their vibrator. And I'm like, you can't let him live a little bit. He's in his habitat finally where he gets to fuck a woman. Give him a few beats. Okay.
When does he, is that for like the oral sex round?
It's like as soon as they're fucking, the woman pulls out their vibrator. Like women in long-term relationships, as soon as they start fucking, the vibrator comes out and is being used.
Was there penetration before?
Yeah. I think there is penetration. It's a tool to help. But
so
I'm
you're
like,
saying, so not right away. What are we talking about? 8 minutes of fucking and
it
then.
It seems like it's pretty quick. Yeah. 8 minutes of fucking
like,
is a good barometer.
Who are we kidding?
Right, but I think the vibrator is a fucking problem in the same way porn is a problem for men. I think it both.
I actually agree. I've thought about that analogy today where our dicks don't get desensitized from masturbation.
Right. And ours does.
Yours absolutely
calloused.
Does. You hate the word calloused.
But they do.
It gets certainly.
Especially with what we have now. They have literally like suction shop vacs. Pulling off people's clitorises.
You can rent them from Lowe's.
You can rent them from Lowe's, yeah. You have a little Mexican man loads it in your truck.
By the way, I know you have. Have you rented the steam cleaner, the carpet cleaner from Lowe's?
For job sites, yeah.
That is a good time.
Shifting.
That is a fucking good time.
What have you done? You have giant carpets?
This is tale of two lifestyles right now.
Okay,
I'm about to. I direct a lot of Lowe's commercials.
What?
All the NFL Lowe's commercials I direct. I think all of them.
Are they comic? Are they funny?
They're kind of funny, yeah. It's like Christian McCaffrey and Travis Kelce and like good Dak Prescott.
Wow.
So I'm at these Lowe's stores for days. So I'm like...
Testing shit out?
So I'm like, I mean, yeah. By the way, you only get like 10% discount, which I think is bullshit. Even like the head of marketing gets like 10%.
That's crazy.
It's something needs to change. But I rented a fucking carpet cleaner, boy. And I'll tell you what, it was for the crib. And with a dog, with a pit bull, I've never done it. You can imagine the payloads that it was delivering.
It was satisfying.
It was one of the most satisfying.
That's nice.
It was like the power washer video. I mean, it was like, it was incredible. And it was me and my girl did it together. It was about as bonding an experience as you're
right,
have.
Because
hold
she gets the
down.
Kind of like pimple popping aspect of her.
I mean, one of the great aspects of a, I think that's our vaginas.
Is us letting
you. Yes.
Yeah.
Is us letting you pop our blackheads.
It's really cruel when you guys don't. And I've been in a lot of relationships where they don't. And it's been a huge
point
of contention.
Are they punishing you?
They're punishing me.
It's like the silent treatment?
It's absolutely unacceptable.
You're cut
behavior.
Off?
Yeah. I had a boyfriend who had them so much fucked up back shit. And I was like, I need 45 minutes. and I need you to just suck it up. I mean, that's
did you have instruments? Or you were,
I don't need
you
instruments.
Fingering
I'm
it.
A fucking pro. But the problem is you guys have a really low pain tolerance, and I need you to suck it up.
I know. Imagine if women had been at D-Day. How much cool? How much like? How better? How much better you guys would have taken?
Dude,
it?
I didn't realize you guys take like basically cold showers. I was in the shower with a man recently, and I was like, "This is freezing." And I turned it up to what I need. He was like burning, and it was so.
It women's shower needs are.
I had no idea. Our pain tolerance is incredibly high.
Toxic.
I guess it has to be high because of the penis going in and the childbirth and stuff.
What and your
pain
what
tolerance?
Does. Are we talking about the guy you're dating?
What? No, I'm just saying our pain tolerance is inherently higher.
I don't buy that. Honestly,
I think it is.
I've heard women say this. I've heard women say a lot of stuff online. The idea that women have a higher tolerance than pain tolerance than mankind.
Have you seen a guy like?
No. I'm not talking about empirically, Jordan.
Okay.
I'm talking about what do the numbers tell us?
I think the numbers are say that women have a higher pain tolerance.
Should I look it up?
I think you should look it up.
Okay.
If you guys experience period cramps, I mean, you guys get a Charlie horse and you're down for 15 minutes.
Again, I love it as a feminist thing, but I just don't know that it's true. Let me go on one of the chats.
She's blissed out right now.
Who is?
Coyote.
Oh, yeah, because she finally found a man.
She's a fucking cum guzzler, dude.
Say more.
Just cleaning up all of the body fluids on the sheets. I'll just come home and there's wet spots everywhere from her licking up every single thing that has gone on the sheets. She's
I like
a pervert.
That you didn't. You're like, I'll get to it.
And she takes all my.
I got a question about the movie you were in. Where were you going that you left Bradley in your or you left Arnett?
I was
in
a
your
nurse
apartment?
And I was going to work.
Did that feel real to you? Did you guys have a discussion of the reality of that?
Well, the whole yeah. Yeah, Bradley Cooper was being like, you don't care that you just fucked this guy. He's like a nobody and you have to be to work and you're late and you're like just had sex with somebody. You're a little tired. So
okay.
He does that.
There is no definitive scientific consensus that women have a universally higher pain tolerance than men. Research instead indicates that sex differences in pain are complex, context dependent.
Let's just do a test.
And I'll punch you in the face. You punch me.
Yeah.
And influenced by a combination of biological, psychological, and social factors. Key points for evidence.
Can you have a dick in your ass and tolerate it? Because we
I
do
know
that.
I know people that can.
That's true. That is true.
Anytime I've had anything in my ass.
It's crazy. It's not cool.
Nothing happened. I don't feel anything.
It's psychotic.
I'm just like, I don't.
It makes me Republican. I'm like, this is
like,
not what God wants.
When you do it?
Yeah, anytime I happen, I'm like, this is supposed to be. Things are supposed to come out. They're not supposed to go in. But then there's something good about that, that it's
somebody
bad.
Somebody I know once said the first time he had anal sex with a woman, he felt like he needed to go sit on a dock for the entire next day.
That's, yeah, totally.
Just like, what have I become?
Well, yeah, especially with a woman. Gay like men, gay male sex, I get, where it's just like, we're two men. You have an asshole. I have an asshole. We're not going to tell any women about this. Let's go at it. But a woman who already has a hole.
Like, it shouldn't happen.
I mean, I'm fine with it, and I do get it because there is a G-spot in there, but I also am like, there is a part of me as a, if I were a man and I had a cock and there was a perfect vagina right there and then an asshole.
It's a total waste of
resources. Yeah,
it's like,
it's ridiculous.
Dog, you have a perfectly good.
Literally an inch
away.
It's
just human. The stupid,
greed. It's greed.
Human greed. It's avarice. It's manifest destiny. It truly is. It's like, what about, it's Greenland.
Sometimes I feel that way about blowjobs too.
I think I may actually punch you in the face. Go on.
Sometimes blowjobs, I'm like, there is a part of me that's like, this is not, you're going to put it in my one hole that is surrounded in bones. Like, how desperate are you? Just put it in the vagina.
Surrounded in bones.
You know what I mean? Like, you're just going to stuff it in there.
Do you consider teeth bones?
Yeah, they are bones.
I'm thinking about.
I get
what
really
I,
intrusive
I,
thoughts
I like,
about biting.
I like. Here's what I like about it. Oh, I can tell you what I like about it.
Okay.
What I like about giving and receiving oral sex is it's not this. It's I'm doing a thing
gotcha.
That is directly.
Yeah.
Purpose. I am purposely doing this right now, and I don't have to worry about.
This is not about us. This
how
is about
it
you.
Feels what about the thing? What about the good feeling?
Yeah.
That I'm getting and then giving.
Yeah.
Like sex is that, and sex is like a, it's a, it's like a mix. It's peanut butter and jelly in the same.
I agree with that. Bonobos suck each other off. I mean, chimps do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with that. That does make sense. We're like, I'm going to do this thing and it has nothing to do with
it. And I enjoy getting it without having to like.
Right.
I don't have to worry about like, are you close? Are you like, there's no, I don't, there's one gauge that I need to look at, which is just like, do I like this?
I keep getting in fights with my friends about like, my friends, you know, are like sex positive people and they like jerk off multiple times a day and they view it as this like, feminism.
Mm-hmm.
And I got into a huge fight with my friend because I was like, I do think that that is unnatural because you are not, we are not as horny as men. We are not doing that. Or like any of my friends who are like, I'm just going to go out and fuck a guy because I'm horny. I'm like, I think that.
Do you get the sense that women are as horny when you're ovulating as men are all the time? Because I think that to me is like, that seems about right. I think actually women are a little hornier when you're ovulating than most men are most of the time. That's the only time you guys are like demonstrably horny.
The problem with the horniness is like, I think it's inherently coupled with a desire for partnership,
mm-hmm.
which men, when you guys are horny, you're like, I do not care about any promise. I just want to come.
What promise?
Whereas with women, it's like when we're horny, it's like I want, and maybe this is speaking for me. I don't want to get in trouble.
Women think it's the first chapter of an endless novel, and men are just like, no, this is a short story.
Yeah. I don't think women want to get impregnated and not have an alpha male protect the young when it comes out.
I could go a step further, Jordan, and I'm not going to go on the record of saying this. I kind of think that any time a woman sleeps with a guy, she would almost be cool with marrying him.
I could not agree more.
Okay.
And I get in a lot of trouble for that. I fuck dudes that I hate. I fuck dudes that are hot with a huge dick and they're amazing
right,
in
but
bed.
You,
there's
you
a little
really,
part of me. Yeah.
But you fuck them kind of hoping like,
I hope
maybe
I find out that
I
think yes.
he is.
Maybe, I hope I find
maybe
out.
This is the time where my magical vagina.
I totally agree with that.
I kind of think any time, like evolution has made it, the only women that were fucking, I mean, Maddie Wiener's doing a joke about most women in history didn't have periods. Because they were pregnant all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
From the time they were fucking 12.
Yeah, totally.
So, like, if a woman slept with a guy, it was for keeps.
Yeah, totally.
So now, our bodies are not. Dude, there's a book called The Case Against the Sexual Revolution, which you would love, I think.
Okay.
It's just for, in terms of ideology, it's just interesting. But the pill is such a fucking big deal. And everybody acts like, no, it's just. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
No. There was nothing.
Yeah,
there
totally.
Was nothing that can give you any say when you got pregnant. And now, I mean, there's again condoms, but whatever. But like, that's not much relative to the pill. That was up to women, I will say.
But back then, we did have the cycle. You know, like
yeah,
I'm not on anything, and it's like on the period. That is when it's safe. Not on the period.
Right.
That is when it's not safe. But it also, I mean, yeah, I know
but
that I...
But then I think women's people-pleasing were like, maybe it's not, maybe I'm wrong. Go ahead and fuck me. And you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, you worked against yourselves in the... Even if you knew that, like, I might be able to get pregnant right now, I'd be like, but he's so nice or whatever. Some reason to talk yourself out of it.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think that ovulation tricks you into telling you that you should have a kid, for sure. Like, I think that horniness will tell your brain, like, it would be amazing to be pregnant.
Remember how we talked about women have a thing that tells them they're not... there's a thing that schizophrenics have that tells them that they're not... that they're not schizophrenic?
Yeah.
And I said there's a term for it, and I'm going to look it up. I looked it up, and I saved it, and I haven't... I forgot to send it to you.
It's a term, and it tells them...
When I read it to you, you'll know what I mean as it pertains to what we're talking about. Where women don't think... Where you go like, oh, now I know. Is looking back, you go, oh, I was PMSing.
Yeah.
But your body doesn't tell you you're PMSing
yeah.
as you have this strong feeling or whatever. Mm-hmm. There's no like... But take some... Maybe don't listen to me.
Yeah.
Because that thing, one of us.
That's
is
part of my category. That's part of my epistemology thing, where I do like things to be nailed down to a category, so I understand every reaction I'm having to something and why. I do very much like okay. that.
Common symptom of I don't know how to pronounce it. Here, you read this.
Anosognosia. Blatantly denying illness, forgetting to take medication, dismissive behaviors, selective attention to symptoms, avoidance, irritability. And that is a mental illness that schizophrenics have that basically tell them that they're not sick.
Yes.
And you say that sounds very feminine during our periods. You're not wrong, but right before you came in, I was doing my debrief and I was talking about how I have PMDD, which is basically where you want to kill yourself before your period, and you go, it feels like, you know when you're on an acid trip and everything feels great, and then something happens and the entire world is colored with this like horrendous, sinister mm-hmm. perspective, and everybody seems like an enemy. That is what it feels like. And when you're in it, you're like...
And you get it every month for 2 days?
I get it every month for 1 day. One whole day. And I've gotten arrested on those days. I've gotten...
For real?
For real. Breakups. I mean, my PMDD is like unprecedented. Things have to be canceled. And my mom and all my friends have it in their phone. It's like brutal. It's
so
like,
they just don't respond to your texts and...
It's just like they know that that will be a time where I begin a fight. Like it's like I have to fight. I feel so under attack. It's like that thing that they use to like decipher if people are borderline, where they hold up a bunch of faces and they say which ones are angry, and borderline patients are like, they're all pissed. That's what PMDD feels like. Like somebody can be like, hey, Jordan. And you're like, yeah, okay. And you can't, and you know it's there and you can't help it. And you see it in different, it's like everything is working against you and you have to just hide. But the one thing you want to do when you're in that because of those symptoms is communicate so that you can fight, uh-huh. so that you can get to the... so that
it's
you can,
like more important that you communicate to you.
You
like,
have to communicate because you have to have a solution.
I have
solution.
To talk about this.
Yeah. And I don't have to talk about it, but I have to get into an argument that allows me to get attacked because that is so how I feel.
There was an article I read yesterday in the New York Times about how... testosterone makes you not even violent. It just makes you more sensitive to status.
Whoa.
Disrespects. Whoa. So they put some animal on testosterone and he wasn't violent.
I'm imagining them giving it to a pig and the pig being like, I'm a pig, man.
Come on, man. And the normally when there was like an intruder,
yeah.
At 100 yards, I'm sorry, at 50 yards, the animal would like go, hey. But on testosterone, it was 100.
I think that must be related to PMDD because it is feel like there are things coming after you and you have to protect yourself at all costs.
Well, this goes to what I'm interested in, which is like the natural, I think so much of what we consider like emotions and even sociology is following natural things.
Yeah.
Is following like your body is just doing, it's just right now it's spitting out chemicals and then you try to make sense of them.
Yeah.
You have PMDD
yeah.
and you think everyone's hostile.
Yeah.
And then your nervous system's like, no, everyone is, you should believe it. And it's like, this is just chemical. You don't believe this shit.
I watch it come up. I watch a panic come up. I watch an intrusive thought come up. And I'll literally be like, all right, here comes the panic attack that happens like literally hours before I start to bleed. And the panic is just like, you feel disoriented. Your heart starts racing. And I'm like, and now I have it so clocked and like written down. So
how long did it? You must have like ruined relationships over it.
I did. Everyone has been ruined by it.
Pretty great.
You know, like because it's when the truth comes out. I mean, it's like I can be a chill.
Is it the truth though?
The truth
is it still the truth that once you start your period?
No. I will say that this one I was able to, because when I'm single and I get PMDD, I'm strong. I get on stage, I scream at audience members, I kill, I am fighting people in the streets, I'm powerful, I am like a man. When I'm in a relationship, the distortion is so epic that this time when it happened, I was like, man, I know that I'm so not in a threatening situation and I'm in such a good situation and I can't see it the other way that I actually very much do think that this is a hindrance and not something that is evolutionary helpful in any capacity. It actually is just psychosis. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. But I'm curious as to...
But a lot of people don't believe that. A lot of people are like, my period is the time where I know what I know is. And I'm like, it's a time where I need to be locked.
Well, that's what I mean. It's we have these chemicals and then we go, this is the truth. And it's like,
yeah.
Or like, I'm just tired or
yeah.
I'm irritated. It's like, or I'm yelling at you because someone yelled at me, or like,
yeah, you have to track it. It is frustrating though, because it is a huge part of our physiology, and it is frustrating that several days you experience psychosis and there's nothing to do about it. There's no treatment. I increase my Prozac every time. I go to the gym every single time.
And you don't want to admit like, I'm shitty in this period.
I have to now. Now I have to be like, hey, I'm like fully psychotic and I need a full day of, if you come near me, it will be bad. And 100% of the time is sobbing. It's like all, it's like not sobbing. I mean, I'm better with the, but it will be like, your emotions run so high. It's literally the same as when mushrooms turn on you. It's the same feeling where you're like,
my girlfriend will just, if we're FaceTiming, she'll just go, I gotta go.
Good.
And I'm like, and it's great because I don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I know it has nothing to do with me. I don't say like you were. I'm just like, oh, good. I'm released from this thing that would have been bad and would not have been logical or true.
It's weird because it does feel like the only solution to it is like the only time where I've been like, okay, I have this actually, I'm out of the psychosis, is physical activity and stand up. So like when adrenaline is moving, it counteracts it.
Mm. Well, it's like when you have a cold and you go on stage.
Yeah.
And it's like you don't have a cold.
Stage health. But I do wonder why that would be helpful, because it seems like in the wild we would be bleeding and we'd just be like sitting there lethargically.
Why? What would be helpful?
Like why when I'm about to bleed is the solution physical activity? Oh, probably because it's kicking in or it's working against the estrogen or something. Whereas if I was in the wild and I needed to procreate, I wouldn't do activity, which would allow me to get pregnant or something. I'm trying to think of the evolutionary biology of it. If I was in the wild and I bled, you're just being punished. You're being punished.
I think it's just it's like a bit of one of these things of like, I don't know if it's like trying to make sense of digestion or something like
that. Oh,
but why?
I
don't know if there, I don't know if every single thing has a benefit. It's like the spleen where it's like, it, I don't know.
Yeah, but it's so intense. There has to be a reason why we experience psychosis before we have a giant shedding of our uterine.
Because your body's doing a crazy thing.
But why is it negative? Why isn't it like, I think it's literally like your body, you are being punished for not procreating.
I mean, you assume that evolution's worked out.
Right.
Totally. Like, no, it's done. No, this is just where it is now.
Yeah.
This is as far as they got. This is just like, all right, well, here's where we are with the body. So good luck. And you're going to be psycho. We haven't worked that out. We haven't figured out.
It must be so nice to be the gender that isn't dominated by a alchemy of hormones all
Jordan,
the time.
Jordan, it is incredible. But here's the punchline is, we are kind of dominated by it.
Out of nowhere, though? You don't have...
No. We're dominated by your...
Oh, yeah.
By your...
But do you know how weird it is to be a masculine woman who's still dominated by these things? Like, I think like a man, I do stuff like a man, and then all of a sudden I'm fucking a woman 2 days a month?
All of a sudden, and for 2 days, you lose credibility with yourself?
Yes. It's so weird. It's bizarre. I mean, it's like, my mom is similar to me, where she's like a super masked woman, and she, we have to go. Okay. But yeah, it's a really weird thing, and it's very freaky. The best I can do is give in. The best I can do is get in the bath, do the fucking female shit, and be like, I am a dumb bitch with a small dog, and I will watch and lean in. And that is the only way that I can do it.
You're allowed to like get in a massage. It's like certain stuff. It's like, yeah, I don't know. I like it.
I always think of us as the second sex. But then I also think about this book by Derrida where he wrote Why Nietzsche Hates Women. And he wrote, because women can basically look at a man and reduce you guys to little boys. Like if you're talking to a man and you guys are in a fight and you catch my eyes, I can kind of go like this. Like I know that you're just like a little brat right now. And that controls men a lot. And I do like being a member of that gender.
I think women are, especially in the last 30 years, have really done a number on guys. But if you think guys don't go like, a buddy of mine said, if I showed you text from my mom, my wife, and my daughter, you wouldn't know who wrote what.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you know.
Because
it's all your children also.
But we have the maternal understanding. We have a we have some nebulous understanding of the future and how it comes together. Like we have greater sensory.
Yeah, you know I agree. I mean? But like, you can't win elections.
We don't. That's true. But that's
you know what I mean? Like,
that's
again,
because of the
important.
Children. That's because of
it's
the
pretty
children.
Important.
But that's because you're. We're, it's a boy's game. It's a stupid boy's game. And I think that it's. I think it was is also.
But
known
what if, are you? What's all this planning and all this this future projection getting you? Because it's not like you're happier. You're not. You know, it's not getting you anything.
I think our relationship to our children, it does make us inherently happier than men. Listening to men and watch them not have the same connection that their daughter does with the mother. I think it is.
I
think we're dominated.
I happen to agree with you.
Yeah.
I happen to agree with you.
You guys have to pillage forward towards meaningless things like war because you don't have saber-toothed tigers.
But we're pillaging forward toward meaningless things to get resources to share with women and children.
Right. But our pursuit in our life is connection. Your pursuit is accumulation. That blows. The best you can do is hope to have a connection with one of us. That's the best you can do for your life. Fucker.
And what about you? You get to have it with children?
Yeah. Even though I might have.
I that's where the emotions come in hand. I mean, it's you're contradicting yourself. I know you know that, but like you're like lamenting the fact that you have all this like
of course.
But also
I want to pillage.
And that's the
I want to be president.
No, but you also think it's better. I don't think you have the agnosononia and you have the all the chemicals and all the I'm going to kill myself and PMDD and like all that stuff without. And that's what makes the emotional connection possible to me, which is why I would say in the long run, it's a richer experience than the male experience, which is more dominant.
Right.
But like not as rich. In terms of
yes, I agree with that. We're on the same page. It is a richer experience, but it is not more dominant. It is the second sex.
It's richer in like roller coaster. It's really chaotic.
Totally. The textures. There are more textures.
Yeah. But you're smaller than guys and whatever. Like you're smaller and live in fear of men. Like so that's part of the texture.
They're gonna yell at us. We're gonna do a part two. Thanks
you
for coming. Do you want to plug anything?
No. I mean I got my which hopefully you'll do it. All right. All right, bye.